reporting from Vancouver, BC. This is Danny Nesvedarani, your community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM. The cold afternoon rain had little effect on the crowd of over 250 that gathered outside of Hootsuite headquarters in Vancouver, BC. Since it became widely known that the Vancouver-based tech company Hootsuite had a contract with the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, the company's been facing increasing public scrutiny, which led to a public protest outside of the Hootsuite HQ on Friday, January 30th. This protest comes during Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, in the United States' ongoing immigration crackdown, which has resulted in increased state violence and arrests in states such as Minnesota, which recently had two separate killings of protesters by ICE officers caught on video. CJSF went down to the rally, where those in attendance were demanding that Hootsuite terminate its contract and all relations with ICE. We spoke with some people outside the Hootsuite HQ about the significance of this protest for them.
I'm here because my grandfather was a prisoner of war in World War II, so he was fighting fascism back in the day, and I see the effect that it's had on my family in terms of generational trauma and how it affected my country. An entire generation of young men went to war and many of them did not come home, and I would hate for that to happen again. And we're seeing the USA play by the same playbook as what Nazi Germany did. And Hootsuite is complicit in that. And we all need to stand up, and now is the time to stand up. So it's really important to me that we take a stand.
I guess I'm here to just let the company involved know that this is not an okay business decision. I guess at like a really concrete, practical sense, that's why I'm here, but in general, I think I agree with the majority, I think, of Canadians who don't agree with what's going on and really feel for everyone, for all our neighbors in the South who are going through this.
Yeah. For me, it's just like it's a small way of participating. There's obviously other things we can do, literal boycotts of services and things, but it's hard to know all the different avenues, I guess, I would say. And a lot of it is well hidden, and I know there's ways of finding it out, but you know, just with general busyness, it's a small gesture of solidarity of what we can do. And anything that moves against what's going on down there with the administration is a step in the right direction, I think. And yeah, that's why we're here. Pick up the kids, come to the protest.
I think that what's significant about it is that people often view evil acts or bad things that's happening really far away from home and kind of absolve themselves of responsibility without realizing that A, it's happening closer to home than you realize, and B, you can do more than you realize. So everyone has access to some level of power and agency, and it's important that we do everything that we can with whatever access we have. So for us, that's showing up and making sure that people know what's happening in our own backyard, and that neutrality only harms the people who are being harmed. It doesn't help anyone else.
Recently elected leader of the BC Green Party, Emily Lowen, was also in attendance, and we were able to speak with her about the importance of this protest, Hootsuite's response to the public criticism they've received, and how the province should address corporations that collaborate with ICE. This includes the Pattison Group, which was slated to sell one of their facilities in the U.S. to ICE, but had pulled away from the deal earlier that day.
I'm here at the Hootsuite headquarters with hundreds of British Columbians to protest their investment in ICE. We saw an incredible victory today with Jim Pattison pulling out of his sale of an ICE facility. And it just shows that people power works, organizing works, and when we can come together as labor unions, as working people and grassroots movements to
to really force the hand of these massive corporations. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it looks like from what we've heard today, there already has been a bit of a victory even before the next protest at a Patterson facility was supposed to happen, right?
Yeah, so I've shifted the Patterson protest to be more of a public gathering and celebration where we can, you know, discuss what just happened and the next steps. Because we are, you know, I want to see further action from Patterson on this issue. We got a one-sentence press release from them today announcing that they won't go through with the sale. But we do need to see, I think the public needs to see a full disclosure that they don't have any other pending or current sales with DHS or the Trump administration. And so we want to see that sort of transparency, disclosure, and a public commitment to freeze any future action with ICE. Mm-hmm.
Do you think provincially, on a governmental level, anything can be done to address international collaborations such as this that are overall just opposed by the general public?
Mm-hmm. Well, we absolutely need to see provincial review of corporate relationships in the province, nationally. I would love to see more provincial national action on this to put forward a clearer policy. And I think also this has surfaced a real issue with monopoly laws in BC and in Canada. You know, Jim Patterson has an effective monopoly on much of our food supply. And so I want to see greater provincial action to break up those monopolies and deliver British Columbians good, nutritious food with public grocery stores.
Okay. Do you have anything to say to Hootsuite?
To the Hootsuite CEO, no. People have flooded the streets today demanding that you cut your contracts with ICE. But given the response, the abhorrent response from your company just days ago, I know that only economic pressure will work. So I'm demanding, encouraging that all of your contracts, whether it be companies and municipalities that do business with you, to end their contracts with Hootsuite until further action is taken.
This has been Danny Nesvedarani, your community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM. This segment would not have been possible without the continued support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative. You can also find this piece on frequencynews.ca.